or Agatha help us decide what our chicken's going to be named. And we'll tell you on Halloween what that name is.
Woo!
And our winners. We'll be back with more fun right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in southern Gaza. Chaos after an Israeli airstrike hit a bakery in a refugee camp. Israel's military says it's launching hundreds of strikes a day, targeting Hamas. And a UN agency says it'll have to cut back sharply on relief operations in Gaza without immediate fuel deliveries. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The hospitals are overwhelmed.
Avril Benoit of Doctors Without Borders on CBS Morning says a big part of the problem is no fuel to power generators.
One by one, the hospitals are shutting down because of this. And it's the lack of fuel. There's also a lack of water.
And many civilians in Gaza are seeking shelter around these hospitals.
Right now, there is no safe place in Gaza.
The UN says more than a million Gazans are now internally displaced.
Israel says it's banning UN representatives from visiting the country after Secretary General Antonio Guterres said attacks by Hamas are the result of decades of occupation of the Palestinian people. To that, Mark Regev, senior advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu, former, tells the BBC.
Hamas has been the most bitter and violent opponent of peace and reconciliation. They say my country has no right to exist in any borders.
Guterres called for a ceasefire today. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are expected to reconvene in a few hours after they nominated their fourth House Speaker in 3 weeks, Louisiana's Mike Johnson.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues, and what they understand about this is servant leadership. We're going to serve the people of this country.
He got a boost from former President Trump this morning, who posted to his social media platform strongly suggesting GOP lawmakers back Johnson. CBS News has confirmed Mr. Trump's White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is cooperating extensively with a federal investigation into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Robert Costa.
One person close to a key witness says Meadows has provided detailed testimony about his private discussions with Trump. And there is concern he could be moving toward an immunity arrangement with prosecutors.
A former medical resident at the Mayo Clinic has been charged with poisoning his wife, a pharmacist, who died days after she was hospitalized with stomach distress. Connor Bowman's friend says he had no reason to be suspicious.
Nothing seemed out of place or unusual. Or I start to look back now and you think, well, you know, maybe, well, what was that about?
Officials say Bowman wanted his wife cremated immediately, claiming she had a rare illness. The medical examiner's office became suspicious, and an autopsy found Betty Bowman died from toxic effects of a medicine used to treat gout. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 63 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly going to. Terry and James here with you for the next hour. We're going to get into plenty of good things. Got a That Ain't Right story or two for you a little bit later. Get into some local good stories of the day. Get an update about our United Way before we wrap up. Also want to get into a couple of fun topics. I've got one coming up here. The candies that celebrities can't live without. And we'll see how that one goes. Get into that in a little bit. But we kick things off with a little entertainment news. And thought this was just a wild story and so interesting. And I don't know about anybody else, but it gave me made my heart smile for some reason. So Frances Bean Cobain, Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's daughter. She recently, over the, what was this, a month ago, married Riley Hawk, the son of Tony Hawk.
Really?
So the son and daughter, the son of Tony Hawk and the daughter of Kurt Cobain got married this weekend, or a month ago. How beautiful is this?
That's cool.
This is awesome. Michael Stipe, the singer and songwriter for REM, was the officiator of the wedding. I think it's, he's actually Francis's godmother. Drew Barrymore is her godmother.
If that's like your whole circle, you know what I mean, of friends, yeah.
There's no word on the ceremony, like if there were guests, how many who were there. It's not even clear if Courtney was there or not. Francis and Riley have been dating since at least 2021. This is her, and so that's cool that they've been together for a little while here and everything. First off, I think this is a cool story, especially, let's be honest, to us 90s kids. This is nostalgia, and this is pretty interesting and cool. may even make some people feel a little older. You know, there's that part of it. But what I find so really cool about this story is not all just those things. These two people that come from lives that we can't even relate to. We can't even wrap our minds around what it's like to grow up as a kid in a celebrity status.
In the public eye, yeah.
I thought about this a lot growing up with Chelsea Clinton. Like, I don't care what your politics are. I don't care if you voted for Bill Clinton or not. I don't care about Bill Clinton or any of these things. What that young lady went through, going through puberty and all these things.
Well, she was kind of one of the first kids in the White House, honestly.
Yeah.
So.
That could not have been easy. Yeah. High school's rough, like, period. Let alone when you're going to high school in front of the whole world.
Yeah.
Like, that's a tough gig. What these kids were going through, I don't think many of us could wrap our minds around. All of that being said, they have this ceremony, all of this, we find out a month later, like in 2023, in this day and age, where there's the paparazzi's everywhere, and people are so quick to do selfies and all these things. Here's two people who, it was about their wedding, it was about them really, truly wanting to get married.
Is he a skateboarder?
I'm not sure, I haven't heard much about him before.
I was just curious.
What I just find that interesting, that this could easily been a... I don't know, a thirst trap. I mean, something. I don't know what they call it, but I mean, you know, an idea, a way for them to just make this about them and you know, selling whatever they're influencing or something like that. That it was just about the marriage. It was just about the wedding. I think that's beautiful. As a foolish romantic, I like that. I think it's cool.
Congratulations to them.
And I have to say, Tony Hawk, one of the better like celebrities we've seen. Nobody's ever had a bad thing to say about him. He's a pretty cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
We all understand, I think most of us know Kurt Cobain and the way his life went. For Francis's life to be going in a good direction, I think is a really cool positive, is a very cool thing to see. And I wanted to touch on this as well. I don't know how many people know this. Did you know the Netflix app has mobile games? It doesn't seem like many know about it because there's only a reported 1% of subscribers who play them. There's actually over 50 to choose from, and they're all free. They have no ads. They don't require extra fees. So you might want to use that while you can.
So it's not like a trap, like when you're sitting at a restaurant and they have that little Ziosk thing,
yes,
and then all of a sudden your kids are playing games and it shows up for $5 anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That old chestnut. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is a pretty cool feature that I don't think a lot of people realize. It's pretty easy to find. If you open up the app and scroll down on the home screen, there's a section titled Mobile Games.
Oh, well, there you go. Hidden benefit.
Some are based on shows like Stranger Things or Love is Blind or Queen, you know, Queen's Gambit, that kind of thing. So, but it's something to do. And I gotta say, as Netflix is just going to keep rising their prices, get your money's worth out of it.
Good point.
I mean, you know, get whatever you can out of it because, and also, like, keep an eye on that subscription. The recent strike with the writers and the current actors strike that's going on, while there aren't any necessarily bridges being burned with actors to a lot of the all-time producers, The guy over at Netflix has burned some big time bridges, some connections with people that you can't make up. And I don't know what the content, the original content for Netflix is going to look like going forward after this is all said and done.
So not just that subscription, though. Keep an eye on all of your subscriptions.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
oh, yeah.
You know, they'll just like sneak you an email and be like, oh, your price is changing. And you don't notice it until, I mean, and maybe you wouldn't do anything about it. Maybe you're just like, okay, well, you know what? It is what it is. Yeah. But it also might be a thing where you're like, you know, maybe it's not, I'm not finding as much value in that. But I would say any subscription service that you have, any kind of streaming service, it is a good idea. Or if it's a 1 year kind of thing, put a little tickler in your calendar to be watching for it so you can check out changes, because they all, you know, I think we have three different ones that we subscribe to and they've all had recent changes. So it's a good idea to keep an eye on it.
All these subscription services, one of the big things that they count on is you forgetting about them. Mm-hmm. And it just, $5 out of your
BMG.
Bank account. Yeah, exactly. that kind of thing. So yeah. Keep an eye. It's a good note to keep an eye on those things. And let's touch on this one, Terry.
Whoever the heck you are.
Yeah. I was looking at too many T words. I had Travis in front of me. And I almost said Travis. A list of celebrities and their favorite candies include Travis Kelce likes Butterfingers.
Bill. Oh, they stick in my teeth.
Yeah, I do like Butterfingers.
I like the flavor,
but
I can't handle the teeth thing.
I'm with you. Bill Nye is a big fan of Lifesavers. That's kind of cool. BuzzFeed put together a list of candies that celebrities cannot live without.
What if he gets one of those sticky little things in his hair?
The highlights. You're right.
I was thinking of Bob the Painter guy.
Oh,
with the big hair.
Okay,
that's who I was thinking
Bob
of.
Ross.
Okay, never mind. My bad.
Bob Ross. Now, okay, what kind of candy would Bob? I have a feeling Bob Ross, big fan of Werther's. Big fan of those Werther's things.
I think he probably likes those peanut butter kisses that everyone else hates.
Oh, maybe. I could see that the Bob
You know, the
Ross,
ones in the little orange and black wrappers?
What we're going to do right now is take this Werther's original. We're going to just slowly unwrap it
If you twist both sides at the same time, unwrap.
If you do it at the same time, just very, very. I like the idea of this now. Now I like the idea.
And then you can hear him like.
Candy. Yeah. It's just that I couldn't
suck
handle.
It on it. No, but can you? I mean, I could hear that him could doing work it, into the swooshing of the paint.
John Bethrall, good actor known from The Walking Dead and the Punisher series, Double Bubble. Yeah, double bubble, right? Getting the rubber.
Except, what do you get out of that? Like 5 minutes tops, and then you got to get a new piece.
That is the only crux of gum to me.
I have no problem with it. I mean, you just spit it out and get another piece. But I'm not chewing that stuff for an hour.
Lucy Hale is a big fan of Smart Sweets.
Who's Lucy Hale?
I'm trying to. I know. She's a good actor.
Who is this Lucy Hale? I'm smart. What did you say she likes?
Smarties. Smarties. Smart Sweets. Yeah. Chrissy Teigen is a big fan of gummy bears.
I don't love them.
I'm a big fan of gummy bears, really? Gummy worms. Yeah, I love them all.
I like the sour ones, but I don't like just plain ones. I mean, unless you have them soaked in something, just saying.
Kourtney Kardashian is into Kit Kats.
Kit Kats.
I think this is the only time I've ever agreed with a Kardashian before. I love Kit Kats.
Yeah. We have a Kit Kat lover in our house, too, so I get that.
As a kid, and I can't be the only person that did this, as a kid, whenever we could get candy bars, it wasn't always, but my dad, one of those guys that like to, do that kind of stuff for us, my brother and sister and I, and we get to pick out a candy bar each at the gas station. I always grabbed a Twix or a Kit Kat because I felt like I got more.
Yeah, it was just you.
It was just me. It's just,
no, I
as
agree.
I was saying it out loud.
It was like you had another
you
candy
felt
bar.
Like you got an extra one. You felt like it. I'm sure they weighed the same as like a Snicker bar, but as a kid, you think, I'm getting an extra one. Kelly Clarkson is a big fan of mounds.
Pass.
I've never heard anybody say they're a big, actually, no, my Aunt Pat. My Aunt Pat was a big fan of them.
I think if people like that, it's usually Almond Joy, right? Because the only difference is that.
Has
an almond
in
it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't know.
Awkwafina is a big fan of Raisinets.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in life that has ever said that. I don't know if anybody's
like
ever said
licorice.
That.
It's like black licorice.
She is a really, really funny comedian. I got to wonder, though.
So maybe it just works into her spiel?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a joke or not. I'm not sure. Bill Nye, the science guy. Oh. Lifesavers.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that is a weird one. Yeah.
I mean, I like Lifesavers, but...
I like Lifesavers, but if you gave me 100 guesses about candies, I wouldn't think of it because I don't think of it as a candy, even though it is a candy.
And I don't think about it as Halloween. No, honestly.
Weirdly. Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. But yeah, I'm the same.
And I'm not going to lie. I like, remember when they came in just like rolls, not in bags? Like, yes. It was just a roll of Lifesavers.
Yes.
And I love the wow. It had a roll of all wild cherry. Or butterscotch. I love
butterscotch,
those.
I did like, I'm not a big butterscotch, but I did like those.
And they never stayed hard. They always got a little chewy.
Yeah. There was a clear Lifesaver. I don't remember the flavor.
Oh, it's pineapple.
It was pineapple.
Yeah. They're excellent. You can still get them.
I could do, you really can?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking those up. Oh, I'm looking those. I
don't know if you can get a roll of them,
ever.
But they're in the bag.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Just to have one of those. I haven't had one of those in over a decade or two. Like, oh, I love those. Those are good. I'm so glad that came up. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce. So bad. Travis Kelce
is arguably going to be
a Hall of Famer. He's got 2 Super Bowl rings. He's got plenty to talk about. But he's a big fan of Butterfinger, as we said. I could eat more Butterfingers if it wasn't for the whole in the teeth thing.
Yeah.
I love the
flavor. I have a few recipes that you put Butterfinger, in. And like that's good to me because that, I don't know, but I don't like stuff stuck in my teeth.
I can't stand it. I'm with you. There's more foods I would eat if it wasn't for that. But I hadn't thought about this before. Like at Dairy Queen and places where they put the Butterfinger in the mix, it doesn't seem to happen as much. Huh. That's the way to eat Butterfinger, apparently.
See?
Nice. A little life hack there. And Travis Kelce's main quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, big fan of Starbursts, especially the red ones.
The reds, yeah.
And he makes it very known about this. He's very big fan of Starbursts. He brings it up in interviews
and too.
That. Oh, yeah.
Red,
love Starbursts.
Well, red and pink are fine.
This, goes back to the wanting more bang for the buck thing that I was as a kid. Skittles, Starburst. You know, when you got a bag of those, you felt like you got tons of candy from it.
Like in Skittles, red and purple. I could care less about the rest of them.
And
no off flavors. It has to be the red bag.
Okay.
No purple bag or green bag.
So I was usually with you on this up until I had it's a blue bag and there's a yellow one in there that, again, is a pineapple. And I'm such a sucker for pineapple flavors. I love pineapple. I'm a real sucker for that stuff, especially with candy. That one I can't get enough of. Yeah.
What would your favorite candy be?
Off the top of my head, I would.
Okay, wait. Trick or treat. Like, if you were Halloween candy, what would be your... Because I don't classify all candy as Halloween candy.
I think Twix or Kit Kat. I think one of those would work. I think those are usually my favorites. I love Snickers. I'm a big fan of Snickers.
Yeah, mine's definitely in the chocolate lane, not in the fruity or, sours. But I've always loved just a plain Hershey bar.
Oh, yes. I'm a big fan of dark chocolate. So Hershey's dark chocolate, there are a few things like that in the world, or it's awesome, but I'm with you. Every once in a while, you just want that classic, milk chocolate.
And I do like Twix.
Right on. So those are your answers?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your answers, everybody? 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation, and you get a shirt.
Remember when you got a million freaking Tootsie Rolls?
Yes.
And I like Tootsie Rolls, but not those fruity ones.
No. We had it was Luke Bryan that we were playing earlier, right? Talking about that and the Milk Duds thing. I'm still thinking about that. At the Milk Duds. More than Butterfinger or any other candy.
Wasn't it Dots?
It was Dots.
I like Milk Duds, actually.
Milk Duds are good, but Dots stuck everywhere.
Yuck.
I would not be shocked if one of us at our age went to the dentist and there was still a dot somewhere back there. It wouldn't be shocking.
That's so gross.
It wouldn't be shocking. Those things were relentless. I never met a relentless candy before, but dots were it. 424-2600. We want to hear what your favorite candy is. You're out there. Okay. So I was going to say, if you're out there trick-or-treating, let's be honest. If you're out there going through your kids' trick-or-treating stuff, and what are you hoping that the kids brought home? What are you hoping? Because that's another fun thing about Halloween, I think, as an adult, is you don't have to do the legwork. Like, the candy comes to you. That's pretty cool. Let's go ahead and take a phone call before we go to break here, see what's on your mind this morning. Good morning.
Well, I cannot believe, James, you just dished dots.
Oh.
Dots are awesome.
Oh, come on.
Dots aren't bad. They're not bad. They just stick in the teeth.
I've been dying to find the little boxes of dots. I don't want the movie theater style big box. I just have, I like to eat them once in a while. And I found a small bag with dots mixed with the Tootsie Rolls.
Ooh. Oh, gross. So now the dots taste like the Tootsie Rolls.
But the thing is, though, there's only 2 boxes in that whole bag.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That serves you right.
That's it.
You wait till I see you, I'm bringing you dots. Because nobody eats them but you.
Well, the funny thing was, back in the day, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, You know that day, Terry, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I am a little younger than you, so yeah. I mean,
we used to sell band candy down in the Twin Cities South.
Oh.
And it was like M&M's, peanut M&M's.
Yeah, yeah.
I always made sure I kept the dots for myself. I sold everything
nice.
Else. I made
sure nice. I kept
the box. You sold them? Oh, my gosh. You know what? Our neighbor girl also loved dots. You two are the only humans roaming this earth that love those things.
I like it.
Awesome.
Ugh.
We will save them for you, sir. Thank you for the call. Always good to talk to you, man. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Get back
to
work.
You too. Appreciate our listeners. Best listeners in radio. We're taking a break. We're coming back, and we're going to talk about, would you get mad at somebody who wore the same Halloween costume every year? We're going to talk about that when we come back on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 63 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James with you. Getting a little 80s vibe here with some A-ha. It's a weird band name, A-ha. It's a weird band.
I agree. It is weird.
But that keyboard.
A lot of
that
80s,
keyboard.
Weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
don't
I'm trying.
Say
what
it.
Was the most normal thing about the 80s? Like, that's a tough
Big
question.
Big hair. That was normal, though.
I guess. Yeah, kind of. Said up to say it's that part. Gotta get that in there. We got some good stuff to get into right now. Terry and James here with you. Thanks for starting off your morning with us. Happy Wednesday, everybody. With so many Ken and Barbie costumes coming, this seems more likely than usual. If you show up at a Halloween party and someone's wearing the same costume as you, what's your reaction?
I don't care. Because mine's better.
Right on. Nicely done. Nicely done, Terry. That's exactly what's going through my head. Someone polled 2,000 millennials and Gen Zers, and 22% said that they'd be legitimately upset, especially if the other person's costume was better. 25% said that they'd probably just make a joke about it. 12% would take it as a compliment, and 10% would secretly be embarrassed. A few more costume stats coming up, but let's stick with that for a second there. I've never had this happen, but it did almost happen to me. So, our age range, I think that a lot of people are going to know what I'm talking about here. There was a stretch there where every guy that was like me was dressing as the Crow. Like, every guy. Like, and so when that movie first came out, I thought it would make a cool costume, and I did it that year. And especially because Brandon Lee passed away, and I was a big fan of his and everything, so it was a bit of an honor of him and kind of doing the costume. I had a lot of fun with it and everything. But over the course of the year, like I was dating somebody or something like that that was telling me, oh, I can do your makeup next year. And I was, oh, I'm looking forward to this. Something happened. We broke up, whatever. And so that Halloween, I didn't dress up, but I was going to dress up as the Crow that year again for like a second year in a row. And I didn't. And thank God I didn't, because when I went to the bar that year, I'm not kidding, 20-some guys I saw dressed as the Crow at different bars. And it wasn't just that one bar. I was bar hopping and everything. But it was without fail. There was like 20 different guys dressed as the Crow and everything. And every year you see this. A couple of years ago, it was like that with the Joker. You know, every year there is that costume that a lot of particular guys are wearing. So I could see this happening. One of the things I would think, though, is this is an opportunity to kind of like, well, I like what you did here. Here's what I did with this, and kind of like compare and have some fun with it.
Really? See, I'm just standing there going, mine's better. Size it up. I mean, it's not really a big deal. And I just feel like if you're going to do it, go all in.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For a lot of years, my mom and I actually have twin witch costumes. So they're like identical witches. Just always wear those.
Oh, I love that.
And then now I just have this kind of cool thing. It's a skeleton, but it's so you just wear all black underneath it, and then it's just an overlay. Then it's like your bones. And it actually used to be my grandma's. And so when she passed away, I'm like, I get the skeleton. And so I just wear that.
Right on.
That's what I wear every year.
I like that. I mentioned this before. My buddy Steve, long time friend of mine. He's the biggest Kiss fan I'll ever know. He's got, you know, Kiss Army.
Oh, we did Kiss 1 year too.
That's a good one. So you got to do Kiss at least once. He dresses up every year as Gene Simmons. He's been doing this. I've known Steve over 20 years, and every year he kind of like tinkers with the costume and improves it, and makes it better and stuff. I think there's been some years where he didn't do it, but for the most part, and every year he's adding to the costume. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing because it's all stuff he's made. He's made it all himself.
And I don't care if someone has the same costume as me. It's just mine.
Right on. Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to get mad about it.
I mean, it does feel like one of the sillier things to get bent out of shape about life. There's a lot to get upset about life. I mean, choose your battles wisely.
I mean, if you don't get mad about stuff, it maybe is your one thing.
Now that's different. Yeah, this is your one thing. You go all out. You go right in. Because yes, everybody's got to vent. Everybody's got to get things out of their system. A few more costume stats. 57% of people at parties will check throughout the night to see if their costume needs any touch-ups. 41% will potentially head out early if their costume gets messed up. That's a shame. That sucks.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either, yeah. The poll also found the top three elements for a great Halloween party are good costumes, good food, and good decorations. And not shocking, the older you are, the less seriously you take all of this. Young people were more likely to say they take Halloween very seriously than, you know, older people.
I used to take it way more seriously than I do now.
Me too.
I mean, once I had kids and then it's like making sure they're all dressed up and everything, I was just kind of... But I know some people that are like... All in.
Oh, yeah.
My sister-in-law dresses up for Halloween every year, and it's usually something with her kids. You know what I mean? Like, she does, they do, like, a group thing. But, you know, I don't know. I'm nothing against it, but I'm not, like, all gung-ho either.
I think we go through different stages, especially with Halloween. And, you know, when we're young, we love it. When we hit 16, teenager years, where we're too cool for it. And then, like, you know, at some point, whether it's early, mid-20s or later than that, we kind of come back to it a little bit and enjoy it a little, whether it's through our kids or it's just in general that we're the kid in us that comes out. It's kind of, I think this is kind of cool. It's an arc that almost everybody goes through with Halloween. I really do think that going forward, we're going to get to a balance here, because for a little while there, especially during the pandemic and everything, adults like took over Halloween. Like, we're taking this from you kids. We're not just taking their candy anymore. Now we're taking Halloween. But now we've kind of evened it back out, I feel like. We've kind of gotten back to, well, no, it's about the kids, making sure that they have their fun and everything. One of the cooler things I think that has happened too in society that nobody's talked about, and understandably, it's just kind of happened. It's one of those things that organically has happened. We're kids, and we're able, like, mom and dad let us out run game when it came to Halloween. You guys go out, be back by dark, you know? And obviously, that has changed a bit for parents, you know, and the concerns of that.
I think a lot.
Quite a bit. But we didn't get rid of Halloween.
No. We have to adapt.
We adapted. And I think that that is a credit to our society, and we don't say that sentence very often, and we need to when it applies. That's a credit to us as a society. We didn't give this up. We didn't let kids lose this. We figured out a way. How are we going to make how are we going to adapt? How are we going to make Halloween safer, where I as a mom and dad can feel good about this while also my kids still get to experience Halloween that like I did as a kid?
Do you remember when we were kids, and that's when it first, or the first time I remember it, where it first came out, where like parents had to check your candy?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was so weird. I mean, it was like, but once my kids started trick-or-treating, yeah, they weren't, I mean, we knew every house we went to for the most part when they were little, but otherwise I'm like, I need to go through your stuff first.
I don't know if many would remember this, but there was a gigantic scare where I was from in Chicago when I was a kid, where somebody had tampered with a aspirin bottle.
Yeah.
And it panicked the whole city. And people like my young parents, like my mom and dad, were freaking out about what to give their kids and all this. Well, it was right around Halloween or before Halloween or something, because when Halloween came around, that fear was really mm-hmm. there. And it was the first time I remember I got home and I had to empty my bag of candy. And I emptied my, and this is before my sister was only like two or three, so she didn't trick or treat with us. It was just me and a couple friends, and we're in the projects doing this. I emptied my bag of candy. I will never forget the look on my father's face. Looks at it. So you got? Get back out there. He literally wanted to send me back out there to get more candy. And this man is looking for a Hershey bar.
And leave this here so yeah, I can just yeah. check it over.
He's looking for dark chocolate. He don't care about razors. He's looking for dark chocolate. Oh, he's like, yeah, yeah, that's my father. I love you, Dad. So I think that this all comes back to enjoy the day. Make sure the kids can enjoy the day. Be good to each other. If you don't want to be a part of the day, turn your light off.
Make it fun. And if you don't want to, then, don't participate.
It's fine.
It's fine. Your call.
We will be talking about Halloween times. You've heard our commercial breaks that have those. We have one coming up for you right after Melissa's news. But we'll also be keeping you up to date on this in the next couple of days. And certainly next Monday. And then next Tuesday, we got a fun Halloween day.
Lots of trick-or-treat times.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to this. We're looking forward to Melissa's news. Getting to that right now. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Southwood County and Northwood County Park Campgrounds will close for the season on October 31st. Dexter County Park Campground will stay open until November 27th. Only the second and third loops will be open and available for camping by reservation only. You can still use the dump stations, but water filling stations have shut down for the season. The ATV Intensive Use Area and NEPCO Lake County Park Shelter buildings can still be rented during the winter months. The Aspirus Riverview Foundation's Lights of Love fundraiser is scheduled for November 28th. The tree lighting will start at 5:30. This 22nd annual event is a meaningful and beautiful way to remember and honor our loved ones. You can purchase a light in their memory or to honor them. These proceeds are used to support initiatives focused on our community's greatest health needs, including substance abuse, behavioral or mental health, food systems, and cancer. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here is a list of upcoming Halloween events throughout the central Wisconsin area. On Friday, October 27th, Halloween at the Y in Wisconsin Rapids from 5:30 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, October 28th, a kids' Halloween party in Rome from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Rome Town Center. Also on the 28th, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department haunted walkthrough from noon to 3 p.m. On the evening of the 28th, the Spirit Walk at Historic Point Boss from 6 to 8 p.m. On Sunday, October 29th, Trunk or Treat from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at St. Luke's Church in Wisconsin Rapids. Also on the 29th, Trunk or Treat at The Lure in the town of Rome from 3 to 5 p.m. On Monday, October 30th, the McMillan Memorial Library will be showing Disney's Hocus Pocus from 6 to 7:40 p.m. And on Tuesday, October 31st, Family Fun Trick or Treat at the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Here's wishing everyone a safe and happy Halloween.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Groody's doing D.C., baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High of 63 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you're having a good one. Terry and James here with you, hanging out. Hope you're having a good day out there. Interesting what we're going to get into right here, Terry. Some people complain that they never look good in photos. That would be me. Despite using several techniques like angling the camera down or tilting their head up, the knee pop, I don't know what the knee pop is, and duck face, I'm not sure what that is either. But, the lip thing, when you're pushing the lips out. Yeah, that's really not necessarily something I would do. But in a new poll, 49% of Americans say that they look better in person than in photos. 13% say the opposite. They look better in photos. 23% of people say that there's no difference, and 15% just aren't sure.
They just don't know.
Yeah. Women are more likely to say that they look better in person, while men are more likely to say that it makes no difference.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Find that that's...
Yes, 100%.
Women are probably just more critical in general.
Younger people are more likely to say that they look better in photos. And people were also asked if being photogenic is a skill. 21% of people think it's something that that can be learned, while 54% say it just comes naturally.
And now that we've overthought the crap out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Terry. As one of the kings of overthinking, I'm telling you right now, we've overthought this subject. That's bad when I'm saying that.
And young people love it because, I mean, think about it. There are so many filters out there now. Like, you can just, and I'm not even saying Photoshop, like where you actually alter, but just filters of, you know, lighting and different things that can catch your eye. You know, just all of, like, it is... It's crazy. It's cool.
It's too much.
But it's also weird.
It's it's an interesting thing. One of the things that I do with teaching is not just teaching and setting these guys up and these kids up for learning and understanding the craft and all that, but when they graduate, what's next going out there? And one of the biggest things I tell them is getting comfortable, certainly in front of a camera, whether it's just their own camera or it's an actual digital camera here, because that's, you know, one of the bigger benefits you have as an actor. The more normal it is to you, the more comfortable you get, the less likely you are to look in the camera and all that. And also to get used to filters. I've had 3 or 4 different agents since the rise of social media, if you will, and especially the rise of filters. And every one of those agents, I have an agreement with them, especially Aaron, my current agent. I have to post a selfie or have a picture of myself at least once a week out there. It's free advertising. It gets you out there. When I'm going into a casting session, they're not just looking at my resume. They're looking at my social media. So they're looking at different, what does he look like here? What does he look like there? How can I mold him to fit the character that I want him to play? So I'm always using filters. And I hate myself every time I use them. Every time. I feel ungenuine. I feel unnatural. I feel like I'm going against everything that I believe in when it comes to just being yourself and how much I believe in that. But it's my job and it's part of what I do. And part of the reason they do this too is they don't want, I'm not going to look natural in the film or in the movie. They're going to put makeup on me. They're right. going to do some work. So they want to see what that looks like. So there's certain filters. Now there's other ones they tell me not to use. That never use this one, this one, this one. But they're that agents on my level. I'm a no-name actor, and they're working on me like this. I can't imagine what it's like if you're a George Clooney or Tom Hanks or somebody. Not that you need social media, but if you're using it, oftentimes they are very adamant about you've got to do this, this, and this. Now, you get to a certain status point like a Tom Hanks or somebody like that. You probably don't have to worry about those things. But anybody in middle ground and lower, it's a big thing nowadays, and I worry about this because of the ungenuineness of it. The industry that I'm in, it's not a very genuine industry, even though we try to, once these cameras are rolling, we're all about genuineness and and real and trying to make you feel like these are real characters and all that. But right up until that point.
We had to be artificial to get there.
Yeah.
You know, it's always funny. I've noticed this a lot lately, and it's typically not with people in the picture, but like, people will take landscape pictures, right? Like, look at how beautiful the colors have been lately, yeah, and that kind of thing. Yeah. And then they'll post it on their social media and they'll be like, no filter used. You know, like you have to put the disclaimer that this is the real colors or this is the real camera. And I kind of find that just a little bit humorous sometimes when I see it. And I'm not saying I've never, you know, I've probably thought that too. Like, you take a beautiful picture and it's like everyone's just going to assume that you've enhanced it somehow.
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious when it always says that, oh, like, no filter used, no filter needed. But, you know, and the whole male, female, being happy with themselves on a photo versus not, you know, so that's always been said. And I remember this forever, right? The camera adds 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah,
and so, and it's really about angle, I think, more than anything, you know, but I think that that's kind of just ingrained. Like you have to be sure that you're positioned properly or the camera's positioned properly. I don't notice that so much in impromptu photos. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But, like, let's say we're having a professional, like a family photo taken. It's like, you better make sure I only have one chin on that thing. Because buying it. If you show me a proof and there's extra chins, like, I'm not buying your picture.
The other part of this, too, definitely there's a big difference with social media and filters and all that. But to kind of piggyback on what you're talking about there, Terry, it's not as if we haven't always been this way with our photos. We've always been a bit critiquing. Back in the day, though, it used to be, okay, I took a picture, I get it developed, and it's bad picture.
No go.
And it's out. Well, that moment's gone. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, technology.
We can at least take more pictures.
Has enhanced our experience, for sure.
Yeah. I also think it's one of those things, too, where it's another opportunity for us to all give each other a break.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just lighten up. Not everybody looks as great as you might, you know, we would like to look.
So as a mom of teenagers, though, I have to tell you that I loved it when Be Real started. Be Real. So like, there's a little kind of an alarm that goes off that says, okay, it's time to post your Be Real. And what it does is it actually just takes a picture of with both of your cameras. So the one facing you and the one rear facing, but it does it really fast. So like, it's not a, you primp for this and then you post. Right. It's just supposed to be a natural, this is what I'm doing right now, right? Mm. Here's me, here's what I'm doing. And I love that because they're so fun. It's just natural. Like, if it went off right now, I'd just hold up my camera, take one of me, take one of you. Yeah. This is what I'm doing.
I like that.
It's cool. It's fun.
I like that.
A little more authentic, you know.
Well, and I think that's the thing. With all of this other stuff going on, I think taking the opportunity for moments like that are key.
And of course, you can stay. I mean, you can still stage it, but that's not the idea. The idea is you post it right now and
When it comes to pictures with my my daughter or daughters or son or pictures like we take with Madison Rafter and our Humane Society pictures or something like that, those are the opportunities where I try to just have natural, just you know, no filter, that kind of thing. So I think that taking those moments are key going forward. And it's all about, too, all of this stuff, like, it's great and everything, but never lose sight of your own confidence and not letting these things tinker from that. It's supposed to improve your confidence. If it starts to deteriorate from that, if it starts to take anything off of your confidence, you got to stop. You got to take a step back.
I think the bad part of this day and age, though, back in the day when you had a picture developed and it was terrible, you could get rid of it.
Yeah.
Now when it's digital, like, and everyone can download everyone else's, you can save everyone else's. else's pictures. It's not just that you saw it once. You can actually save it. So there is a downside.
Think before you hit send. Yeah. Yes, it's one of the greatest senses you can think of going forward here. Think before you hit send. We will take a break. We'll come back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend all Teddy right, almost set his house
put out
on
this
fire.
Campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to...
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said...
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
63 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James with you, a little Heart playing us in.
I like Heart, but I don't love this song.
No, it's not one of. I mean, it's not a bad song.
No, it's not bad.
But it's not one of their best.
Yeah.
But I do have a quick story. Time with James, real quick here, everybody, because this came up over the weekend.
Like, do we have to come gather around your feet?
Yes. Gather around the fire, everyone. I'm a kid, and I spent the night over at my oldest cousin Debbie's house, and she had her boyfriend over, and they had this fight and everything, and she's giving me a ride home in the morning to my apartment in Chicago. And I'm like 10, 11, whatever. And our family, big on music, especially big on classic rock. The DJ comes on and says, and now the new single from Heart. And we both got excited. And she turns up the radio and everything. And it was, All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. And my cousin starts to like just belt this song out, every word of it, every lyric. And I'm 10 years old and I'm just like small, just getting smaller and smaller in the chair. I'm so awkward, so awkward, so embarrassing. I will never forget that moment. One of the most embarrassing moments of my life. And she's got the windows down. She's having a concert, like just belting out of all the songs she could be belting out. And her 10-year-old cousin's right there and she can't help herself. She just loves the song. That song was made to embarrass young people.
It is a great song, but you're right. Very awkward.
So this came up and it got me thinking about it. I'm like, man, I haven't heard that song in a long time. And I start looking at it. That's not a very good lyric. Like what the story of that song is horrible. It's a horribly the story of a song. Great band. Love the band. Big fan of Heart. That song, though, it triggers me.
Clearly.
Let's get into another Danny Wright story, because that is a doozy. That's a Danny Wright story for me. I got to get into this one, Terry, before we get too far gone here, because I wanted to make sure to get this. I saved this one for you and Randy. I thought he might like this one, too. It is illegal to transform your vehicle to make it look like a police car.
It is. True story.
Cannot stress this enough, people. I feel like in 2023, I should not have to tell adults this, but yes, we do. A 28-year-old woman in Florida was arrested last week after she was caught driving a Dodge Charger, which was painted in the same black and bronze paint scheme as Florida Highway Patrol trooper cars. It even had a light bar.
Yeah, you cannot have that.
At first, the woman claimed she bought it that way, but then she admitted...
Okay, seriously, stop right there. Mm-hmm. Really?
Then she admitted that she was a security guard and she had the car wrapped like that on purpose. She said, quote, "I fell in love with the color scheme, so that's why she did it." She also admitted that she added the blue and white light bar on the car's roof. I don't think they needed you to admit that.
You cannot.
My God, no. She was charged with imitating a Florida Highway Patrol marked unit, misusing a dealer plate, and driving a vehicle with no registration.
Maybe why she's just a security guard.
Yeah. That ain't right,
what
man.
The heck?
That ain't right.
Duh.
Well, and that's the thing. That's there's certain ones we do of these stories where we're doing it for comedic purposes. I could see how somebody could make this mistake, et cetera, et cetera. This one? Come on. How bonkers do you got to be to think that this is okay? You're going to drive past a Florida Highway Patrol car and they're just going to wave at you. Hey, thanks for being a fan.
I don't recognize her. No, but break this down, though. What is her deal? Is it a power trip? Is it she likes to just drive fast, so she's thinking this is going to get her away? You know, what? It is not the color scheme.
It's not. I feel like especially she's starting out with excuses right out the gate, so whatever she says, you're not going to be able to believe. Even if it was the color scheme, you're not going to be able to believe her because she started out with 15 lies. Who's to tell which is the lie and which is the truth? When it comes to, imitating our officers, though, of all the ridiculous, if you go back to the Wild West and you put on a fake sheriff's badge, they knew it was wrong. We've known it was wrong since the dawn of having officers or sheriffs or deputies or any of these things.
So what's the outcome of this fine young lady?
Yeah, she's going away. Yeah, I mentioned she's she got charged with impersonating a unit, marked unit, misuse a dealer plate, and driving a vehicle with no registration.
She loved it so much, she also didn't register it.
That's just, that ain't right, man. That is messed up.
Now, she's lucky, probably. Yeah, yeah. They didn't catch her, having someone pulled over or something.
Yes.
That's, what a whack job.
Yeah. I got one more for you. A welding company in Colorado named JMF Enterprise recently got sued by another company called Fired Up Fabrication. They claim JMF didn't pay them for their job and eventually settled for $23,500. Keep that number in mind. They're now back in court after JMF tried to pay by sending over 6 tons of loose change. A flatbed truck showed up at the lawyer's office with a box full of quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies mixed together. The lawyer described it as a big blank you. You can fill in the blanks there. Their settlement agreement didn't specifically specify how they got paid, so they thought the lawyer would have to accept it, but she refused. Instead, she filed another lawsuit, and now they might have to pay even more.
Seriously? Really?
JMF claims they were not being malicious or trying to waste anyone's time.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, yeah. Be adults about this. But if the judge disagrees, they'll have to pay an additional $7,000 in attorney fees.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. There's something a little funny about this. Because has to be more backstory of back and forth between them. And if it just said pay that amount, currency is currency. I mean, it was a jerk move, no question.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny.
It can be multiple things. It's very funny.
Listen, don't put that much coin through the drive-thru.
Yeah,
you have to take it inside.
Don't do that, yes. it is kind of funny. I do think, too, a great revenge of this would have been to take all that change, and, like, take it, and, like, maybe you donate part of it to a shelter or something like that. You could spin this. There's ways to spin this without being, you know, kind of getting all...
It's kind of funny.
It is funny. No, you can't get past that. There's no way.
And they paid,
past the funny.
Right? Like, there was the court order. They paid.
Well, I do have to say, whatever you think of this, I think that is quite the brass move to actually do that. Like, it's one thing to joke about it, but to actually go through and do it.
Could you imagine? I mean, I'm sure they had to put an order in at the bank ahead of time.
Yeah.
But so this is very smaller scale on this, but same thing. Like, the kids in our family, like, used to do a gift exchange, $50 value, right?
Yeah.
So my one nephew said he put on his list, he put cash. So my brother's kid had him, and they duct taped $50 worth of quarters inside of a box. So, like, he had to peel it all apart, and it was the same kind of thing, right? Like,
that is awesome.
Yeah.
We need some palate cleansers. We need some good stories of the day. couple of quick reminders when it involves our morning show over on WIRI. Join us from 7 to 8 every Monday through Friday for some great country, some great talk, and some good fun. And tomorrow, special show, Kyler Cuzio going to be joining us for the entire hour. Kyler going to give us a concert, going to answer some questions. We're going to have some fun with Kyler tomorrow. We're looking forward to that. Be sure to join us from 7 to 8 tomorrow on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. And speaking of that beautiful station, get on over to WizCountry.com/chicken. You got one more day to name that chicken. We are cutting off the date, or our cutoff date is tomorrow.
That's it. We've had it.
Get on tomorrow. Over there. Yes. Get on over there and rank these in the order you see fit. Agatha, Winston Von Kluck, Wisco Chick. You can decide how you want those ordered and be listening on Halloween when we announce the winner.
Cool.
Looking forward to it. Terry, one other note I wanted to get in before our United Way update. We got this from our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. They would like to give public notice that South Wood County and North Wood County Park campgrounds will close for the season on October 31st.
Burr.
Yeah, just a reminder, everybody.
You're still camping?
Yeah. They do have two shelters available to rent during winter months. The ATV Intensive Use Area and NEPCO Lake County Park Shelter buildings are both available to rent through the year. Keep that in mind. Help support our Parks and Recs Department in our area.
Both great shelters. So
really good shelters.
If you have a need, that's a good place to look.
It puts back into our community. And so does our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, I know that it's campaign season. It's go time. A lot going on for you guys.
Absolutely. So we are really busy right now fundraising. That is really, you know, the bread and butter of what we do in the fall. So you may have been asked at your workplace, you may have been received something in the mail from us asking you to help support our campaign, and I would just really encourage you to do that. Our United Way helps to fund 30 programs in the community, 10 coalitions, 6 initiatives. Those are collectively helping to make the lives better of 20,000 people in our community. So it's the impact is amazing. Your donation does not leave the community. It stays right in the community where you give or where you tell us it should go, right? You might work in another or live in another community. So we will certainly honor that. So that's really what we're doing. We're out there raising money. I want to give a shout out for a couple of events that we had last week. Thank you to the local McDonald's here in Wisconsin Rapids. We had our 51st annual United Way Day at McDonald's. Great success. Saw a lot of wonderful people there that I think sometimes I only see them that one day of the year.
Yeah.
So that's great. That happened last week. We also had our annual Day of Caring, which is leaf raking. We had 448 volunteers come out to rake 80 yards. So thank you to the volunteers. Thank you to the homeowners for being, gracious hosts to those volunteers. And of course, to our team for all of the coordinated effort, because it is no small feat to make sure that those kinds of things happen. So we had great events. We're moving forward with the fundraising. And we also have our sweepstakes going on right now. So if you make a donation as little as a dollar a week, so $52 a year, you qualify for one of five $1,000 cash prizes donated by local businesses. So it does not come out of donations. Mm-hmm. It is separate. And we have the opportunity for people to qualify to that all the way up until November 17th. So going on, but it really, honestly, is really focused right now around fundraising and what kind of efforts that we can pull together to help, you know, really, I mean, raise the tide for all.
The more we do with to help out and invest with the United Way, the more the United Way can do for us. And it's a great circle. It's a great way of helping out your community. I can't think of many better ways to help out your community than being a part of the campaign season for the United Way. It's the best way to make an impact on your community. I encourage you to find out more and learn about the Reef Silent Auction. Heck, give them a reef. Plenty more at uwswac.org. And always appreciate the time and the update from you, Terry. Thank you.
You bet.
Wanted to also mention it's Wednesday. We know what that means in town. Bingo!
Bingo!
Bingo at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Join them as they open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30 at 4:30 West Jackson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's a great time, and not only a good time and great atmosphere, but you talk about people to put back into our community. That's the Elks Lodge.
Absolutely.
Always doing that. And so you know that when you're there and you're purchasing things, you are making an investment in your community.
And it's just a really fun time.
It really is. It really is. We touched on this earlier, Terry. I do want to remind everybody that the WIA has their cross-country meet this weekend right here in Rapids. Boys and girls going to be there. Be sure to check it out. It's at the Ridges this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. Go there and support these kids.
Spectators, your parking is at Grand Rapids Lions Club. We have a constant shuttle. So that is important because sometimes people show up at the Ridges and there's no spectator parking at the Ridges. So go to Grand Rapids Lions Club. We've got shuttles running starting at 7:30 in the morning, so you will get to the right spot. You just gotta be patient and you know, come on out and support these kids from all over the state.
Yeah, cheer them on, everybody. We'll meet you there. And be sure to join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Got a great one lined up for you. Our good friend Lance Plimmel, Wood County Board Chairman, going to join us, along with our friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we wrap up the day with ODC. We're going to talk to the ODC. Got a couple of the clients from the ODC. They're going to join us. Callie's going to be with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the a conference that they had that they went to, along with Milkweed Market and, of course, their haunted house that they had last weekend. I want to get an update how that went. Plenty to talk about with them. And a little bit later, the Luke Fickell Show, Wisconsin Badgers head football coach, joining us today at 7:05 right here on WFHR. Terry, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too.
Well, you have a good one out there, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at